Our commentary is also on CD-ROM if you like it in digital version, and you also can download it directly off our internet, or off our website, I should say. But so if you're interested in that, it's at the table. All right, take your Bible this morning and turn to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. I am instructed to teach at this hour. But a little preaching might leak out. Who knows? Psalm 119. One verse, in fact, two verses here this morning. Notice in verse 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. And then notice also verse 11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Father, as we would look at several sweet and profound promises in your word today, help us now, and I ask it in Jesus' name, amen. Wherewithal shall a young man, and I'm going to take the liberty to say also a young lady, wherewithal shall a young person, how is that, cleanse themselves by taking heed thereto according to thy word. We're going to talk today about the most important thing, in my view, which you can ever teach your children. Psalm 119:11, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Without belaboring the Hebrew underneath it, it might be rendered, thy word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against thee. And when we so absorb the word of God and it soaks down into our heart, folks, it'll start to modify our behavior so that we will not sin against God. And so I would suggest to you this morning that the most important thing that you will ever teach your children is teaching them to be in the Word of God. Amen. Paul said in 1 Timothy 4:13, give attendance to reading. And I believe he was instructing Timothy to be reading the Word of God. We teach our children, you ought to brush your teeth. We teach our children, you ought to wash your hands. We teach our children, you ought to do your homework and make your bed. And we could go on and on. Folks, how many parents go out of their way to teach their children to read the Word of God? It's something that ought to be a very important part of our children's lives, to be in the Word daily. And I'm going to speak even in greater detail toward that end this evening in the evening hour. My daughter, we have two daughters. One's Heidi. She's 48 years old now. She's a registered nurse. But she also teaches our teenage girls' Sunday school class. And in this COVID year, our pastor has not been running the buses, though I think that's going to start up again very soon. But so her class has just been church kids, not bus kids. But some while ago, she, and by the way, in her class are deacons' daughter, staff daughters, and other people in the church who are pillars of the church, solid people. They're there every service. I can think in one case, one family has been with us since day one when we started the church 32 years ago. But one day, Heidi asked her class, how many read your Bible every day this week? Put your hand up. Nobody put their hand up. Then she said, how many read your Bible at any time this week? Put your hand up. Nobody put their hand up. Now, that's sad, but I suspect that's probably not too much different than in many churches. And we wonder why we have problems with our kids.
Right. Amen.
And so she began on a little course, a little regimen to get her kids in her class to start reading their Bible. And she'd ask, how many read your Bible this week? Well, how many read it three times this week? Or how many read it once this week? And she'd set a little goal for them. Well, if you read your Bible every day this week, she'd have a little treat for them, a candy bar or something or other. You can say that's bribing them. No, that's an incentive.
Amen.
And she has done that now. And little by little, these kids are coming up to the place where they're in the Word every day. But it ought not be the Sunday school teacher who's teaching their kids that. It ought to be mom and dad who are teaching their kids to do that. And so when our children were little, when they were small, we have two daughters, we began to teach them, to try to teach them. We would do it in our family devotions, family altar, at the breakfast table each day. But we'd teach them to begin to read the Bible. Our girls were blessed to be in Christian education from kindergarten right through college. And I'm so thankful for that, either in traditional schools or in homeschool, and then, of course, in Christian college. But in their early grade school years, their kindergarten year, they were in the Abeka curriculum. In fact, they were in that most of their school years. And about this time of the school year, we're in April now, in fact, the latter part of April now. By that time in the school year, they had learned to read. Perhaps not proficiently or fluently, but they could read. And so we began them on a little schedule of reading their Bible each day. And, of course, a kindergartner is not a prolific reader. But we had them read one verse a day. And had their Bible, you'd put a mark beside the verse you read today. And then the next day, they'd read the next verse. And the next day, and every day, they'd put a mark. And Heidi still has that Bible. It's all full of marks. And you probably know, at least you preachers know, that, and if you've had any Greek training or whatever, that the simplest book in the New Testament, in fact, in the Bible to read, is 1 John. Because the vocabulary is the simplest, and the syntax, that is, sentence structure, is the simplest. And when you take Greek in Bible college, they usually start you translating in 1 John because it's the simplest book in the New Testament. And so we started them reading there. And they'd read 1 John 1:1 and then 1 John 1:2 and 1 John 1:3 and put a mark there. And my wife would have a chart on the refrigerator. And every day they did their daily Bible reading, she'd put a chart, or I should say a star, on the chart. And they moved into first grade, and then, we upped it maybe to three verses a day. And then they went to second grade and maybe moved it up to seven verses a day, and got to third or fourth grade, and they were up to a chapter a day. And we would coach them and guide them where to read. We wouldn't send them to Leviticus or places like that, but usually in the New Testament, and making sure they read the Bible every day. Every day they read, they got a star on their chart. And they'd come to the breakfast table, and I'd say, "Honey, did you read your Bible this morning?" "Oh, Daddy, I forgot." "Well, you better go read your Bible if you want to get that star on the chart." And they'd come to the breakfast table, and the girls, "Did you read your Bible today?" "Daddy, I'm so busy, I didn't have time this morning." You know, the girls, "I got to fix my hair." And they started to get toward junior high school. But then when they were little, if they had a star on their chart every day of the week, then we would take them to, for example, McDonald's and get a Happy Meal. Now, 40 years ago, a Happy Meal at McDonald's was a big deal. I don't know if they even still have Happy Meals. But we worked with them year in and year out, right up into their teenage years. "Did you do your Bible reading today?" At one point, one of the girls said to me, "Daddy, how long do we have to do this?" I said, "The rest of your life." And by the way, repetitive action leads to what? Habits. And habits lead to character. But we need to help our children develop that habit. And they most likely won't if we don't, as mom and dad, take the initiative and set it before them. And there wasn't heavy-handed enforcement. I mean, they weren't punished if they didn't do their Bible reading, but we sure encouraged them to do it every day. And for the most part, did. Well, Heidi grew up and went to college, and like I say, she's a registered nurse, and so she's in the nursing program at Pensacola Christian College. But when she came home for the summer or over the Christmas break, she had a job in a local nursing home. It was about 10 minutes away, and she went on duty at 6 o'clock in the morning. And so those days she was working, she would be getting up at 4:30 in the morning. And it was only 10 minutes away to where she worked. I said, "Honey, why are you getting up so early?" She said, "Well, Dad, I need to get up and get a bite of breakfast and fix my hair and spend time in the Word." Amen. Fast forward now, many years later, she's a certified dialysis specialist, I guess is her title, working in a dialysis clinic. She goes on duty at before 5:15 to 5:30 in the morning, and it's a half-hour drive to the clinic where she works. She's up at 3:30 in the morning. So again, she can get a bite to eat, fix her hair, and spend time in the Word. And she does. But folks, that began when she was in kindergarten and first grade and second grade. And we coach them, we encourage them, we try to make sure the girls were in the Word every single day. Spend time in the Word and prayer, and again, we'd coach them and help them. But so many Christian kids don't do that. I'm thankful that as a Sunday school teacher, she teaches her teenage girls to do that. But it ought to be coming from home and mom and dad. And again, I will submit to you, ladies and gentlemen here today, young parents here, young adults here, folks about to get married and have children, you need to teach your children. You need to take the initiative. You need to set the plan and the program and make sure they do it. Because if you don't, nobody else probably will. And over the years, as I or my daughter or my wife have taught along these lines, we sometimes get a little resistance. My daughter taught at spoke at a ladies' retreat here, I think it was about 2 years ago, and she got up and told that story basically of how that she was taught and trained as a little girl to be in the Word every day, and how her mom and dad coached her and encouraged her and made sure she did it day in and day out. All along the way. And afterward, a lady came up, and she was rather a little indignant about that. She said, "I think that we shouldn't make our children read the Bible. They ought to do it because they want to read it." And I've gotten that feedback several times over the years. Well, folks, you get up in the morning, and you have a head cold, your head is stuffed up, or there's an allergy, or you're just not feeling super-duper, and you won't feel like getting in the Word of God in the morning. But we do it anyway.
Amen.
And we need to discipline ourselves to do what we ought to do, whether we feel like it, whether it's easy, whether we like to do it or not.
Amen.
And this lady went on, and I mean, she was upset. It wasn't just, you know, a friendly conversation. She was upset that I don't think my daughters, and as it turned out, she had two daughters. I don't think my daughters ought to read the Bible because they're supposed to do it and they have to do it. I think they ought to do it because they want to do it. Well, folks, that's a hit and miss method, and it's more miss than hit.
Amen.
And the irony of it is that lady's daughters today, one is up to her ears in the world, and then some. And the other maybe is not quite as bad, but for sure she's not living for the Lord. And it's sad. It's tragic. Wherewithal shall a young person, I'm paraphrasing here, wherewithal shall a young person cleanse their way by taking heed thereto according to thy word? Thy word have I hid in mine heart. And I would suggest to you it begins by filling our mind with the Word of God to the degree that it begins to soak down into our heart. Our heart is the control room of our life. Our heart is the seat of our spirit. Our heart is the decision-making part of our being. And when the Word of God soaks down into our heart, it begins to change our decision-making processes.
Amen.
so that we not only might not, but in fact we will not sin against God. And so it's such a simple little thing. Folks, we need to teach our children to be in the Word each and every day. We teach them, did you brush your teeth today? Good. Did you make your bed today? Good. Did you do your homework last night? Good. But do you teach them, were you in the Word of God today? Nothing complicated about it, folks. This is not rocket science. But I would submit to you that what I've shared with you in the last few minutes is profound. It's profound. Mom and Dad, see to it that your kids are in the Word. Now, this is probably the shortest message you're going to hear all week, but I am done.